This is episode 2130 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to the final episode of our series we've been exploring all week long. This is the fifth yama, aparigraha, of the Yoga Sutras. The fifth yama has to do with non-attachment and being happy with what you have, not desiring more, and being happy with who you are. And I want to ask you, if you've been following along with us this week, you've had a quest. You've had a freedom quest where each day this week, you have been encouraged to let go of a negative thought. Maybe something you've been ruminating about. Maybe something someone said to you that you took personally. Maybe you've been having negative thoughts because of the election process. If you live in the United States like I do, you are encouraged to release those negative thoughts as best as you can, one each day this week. You've also been encouraged to let go of one item, one thing that no longer is useful or that you no longer care for. Let it go. Allow someone else to enjoy it. In today's episode, you are going to celebrate all you've been doing for yourself this week. In fact, we've been exploring the yamas from the ancient Yoga Sutras written by Patanjali over 5,000 years ago, this wisdom that still rings true today. You have explored 5 full weeks of the yamas. You can go back and listen over the previous series, if you'd like to explore the first through the fourth yama. The fifth yama will end today with a non-attachment meditation. I encourage you to bring this meditation outside as you walk. I'll be guiding you as you reflect back over your week and as you do a walking meditation. I realize you might not be able to get outside and walk, but if you could sit down outside to meditate or even open up a window or door in your space, that will help you take your meditation to the next level. This episode is sponsored by my very own Sip and Om meditation app. I created this app as a way for you to explore meditation a little more deeply with 30-minute guided meditations that follow along a weekly theme, just like we do here on the podcast. You also receive a journal that goes along with each week's series with a daily reflection question on it and a guide with all the techniques we've explored throughout the entire week. You can try the Sip and Om meditation app for 2 weeks, free access to the full app of over 2,000 guided meditations. So as you get ready to settle yourself down to meditate or to get outside and do a walking meditation, I want to share with you some goodness you'll be doing for yourself. In Japan, where I had the opportunity to live for 5 years, walking meditations are popular. It's called forest therapy in Japan, and there's a lot of research done by scientists in Japan on forest therapy. It's where you walk through beautiful natural areas, especially with tall green trees. One study showed that forest therapy reduces cortisol, which is a stress hormone. And another study found that forest therapy has a positive impact on blood sugar and a protein that helps to regulate your blood sugar levels. There are many other findings on how much walking in nature can benefit you, including reducing depression. So if you can get outside and do this walking meditation, you are improving your mind, body, and spirit. So as you sit up straight or stand up, close your eyes for a moment and begin to calm your mind and body. Check in with yourself and notice where you're harboring tension. Gently release this tension. Notice your breath, the rhythm and flow of your breath. Very nice. I want to share with you now a quote by Patanjali, this ancient wisdom for our modern day life. He says, "The cause of suffering is that the unbounded self is overshadowed by the world." And when you walk in nature, you gain perspective on your own life, because as you see the changes and seasons of nature, you realize that life too changes constantly. So today we're experiencing a pandemic and a lot of disruption. As each day passes, new life unfolds around you. Make sure you keep searching for it. Hold on to this. As you begin to walk, consider this past week and all you experienced, the highs and lows of your week. Think about the times that were difficult this week. Maybe it was difficult to let go of something negative. Maybe you felt yourself fixated on negativity. Think about why that was so. Were you spending time with negative people? Or maybe listening to or watching negative news? Notice how it impacted you. What could you do to handle this negativity better and to manage yourself differently? Beautiful. Now, congratulate yourself for doing the best you could this week. And think about the lessons you learned. No judgment, no shame, simply awareness to help you live your life better, to learn from your mistakes and to keep moving forward. Now bring to mind the times this week when you were able to release your attachments from people, from your physical items, from your difficult emotions. Inhale and exhale through your nose. You could do this week's mudra, tap your thumb to your index and your middle fingers, and then curl your little and ring fingers down into your thumb. Doing this with both hands, this mudra gives you courage. Celebrate your big wins and learn from your challenges. Engage yourself, if you're out walking, with the sights and the sounds, the colors and textures of the world around you. Notice how the air feels on your face. Very nice. Now continue your meditation, allowing yourself to absorb the beautiful sensations you've created. I so enjoyed sharing this week's meditation series with you. You are so worth slowing down for.